Fraser Queen of the CMA Awards this year. Miranda Lambert with 9 nominations. CMA Awards, November the 10th in Nashville. I'll be down there live, broadcasting that week from Nashville.
Country 97.1 Hank FM.
Answer the question. Win the prize.
Hello?
The Morning Mind Bender.
Here is what you will get. A pair of tickets to see John Michael Montgomery tonight as part of the Bud Light Hank It Up concert series at 8 Second Saloon. We've also got tickets to the Country Fair taking place this weekend, tomorrow and Sunday, at Connor Prairie. 239-9797 to get those prizes. You must answer the Morning Mind Bender. The average one of these is 27 years old and makes $1.8 million. 239-9797. What do you think it is? The average one's 27 years old and makes $1.8 million. Tracy Lawrence on Hank FM.
It was where my mama sat on that old swing.
Dave O'Brien on Country 97.1 Hank FM.
It's the Morning Mind Bender. Today's question is...
The average one of these is 27 years old and makes $1.8 million. Justin, what do you think the answer is?
I think it's an NFL football player.
You think it's an NFL football player? You'd be correct. An NFL player. Now, that is kind of misleading as well. Because most of your NFL players don't make $1 million. It's guys like Peyton Manning that are skewing the average just a touch. Guys like Peyton and Eli who are bringing that average salary up just a touch. Also the average age in the case of Peyton. But yeah, the average NFL player is 27 years old and making $1.8 million. And this weekend, it begins. Colts at home against the Giants Sunday night. Manning Bowl 2. Going to talk to Tom Zupanczyk from the Colts. Zoop. On the way in a little bit this morning. And, of course, you can hear the game Sunday night right here on your home of the Colts. Every play, every game on Country 97.1 Hank FM. It's Kenny Chesney, the Boys of Fall.
Country 97.1 Hank FM presents another great concert in the Bud Light Hank It Up concert series at the 8 Second Saloon.
Tonight,
it's John Michael Montgomery.
I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign?
Tickets are on sale now at all Ticketmaster locations and the 8 Second Saloon box office. John Michael Montgomery in concert, a part of the Bud Light Hank It Up concert series. For details, log on to HankFM.com.
Almost every day.
I know.
It's mornings with Dave O'Brien on Country 97.1 Hank FM.
53 degrees right now, sunshine and 80 for your high for your Blue Friday today. Remember a couple of months ago when Nashville got hit by those nasty floods and Brad Paisley and Kenny Chesney and Keith Urban all lost a lot of their equipment that was stored in a storage space down by the river. Down by the river! Well, some of it is going up for auction. Even though it's probably not usable, you could own a guitar that once belonged to Keith Urban and then spent some time in the Cumberland River. Nash2O is the name of an organization that is auctioning off some of this equipment that was damaged. Actually, October the 12th, they will launch a new website called Nash2O.org where you can go and check them out and place your bid. And it'll all support flood relief there in Nashville where they are still trying to rebuild some areas. Keith Urban, Kiss a Girl on Country 97.1 Hank FM, your home of the 97-minute music marathon. Keith Urban, Kiss a Girl on Country 97.1 Hank FM. I have to apologize if I smell kind of funky this morning, and I know you can't smell me through your speakers, but to those of you in the room, I'm driving along this morning on 465, and I passed by what had been apparently a skunk had been hit. And, yeah, usually you get, like, a little odor as you're driving by, right? Well, first of all, what's a skunk doing on 465? Almost near 70, by the way, on the east side. I don't know what a skunk is doing in that neighborhood. But anyway, usually when you drive by, you just get a little whiff of it. But I happened, at the exact moment I was driving by, to turn up the fan in my van to get a little more air. And it was like getting hit by one of those samplers at the counter in a department store. You know, one of those little cologne things that they spray at you as you walk by. So it was like this just blast came out of my vents of skunk smell. I don't know if I can still smell it or not, or if it's just my imagination. But I apologize either way.